Hello, sisters and comrades. My name is Ana Gamero. I'm a proud Peruvian migrant, a single mom of four, a second, almost third year welding apprentice, and a proud AMWU union member. But my journey into welding didn't start in a workshop. It started at an AMWU training night where I was offered an 8-week introduction to welding course. That's where I first met Courtney Mann. I don't know where you are, but amazing woman, an incredible union woman who saw something in me before I saw it in myself. She held my hand while I was rebuilding my life after family violence. She supported me with compassion, and she celebrates every one of my wins like they're her own until now. So yes, please, hats off to Court, because this is what union women do. We lift each other, and she surely does. I found welding at a time I was choosing not to just survive, but to build, and I fell in love with it. I love that we take rolled steel and turn it into something strong. Welding gave me independence, it gave me confidence, it showed my children that women belong in overalls and in work sites. Women in trade matter, because when we're present, culture changes, safety improves, and respect grows. Being in the trade is not enough. We need to stand in our unions, because unions protect us, unions fight for us, for a safe workplace, unions. I've recently stood up on a strike and I've learned something very powerful. When women stand shoulder to shoulder, we are unstoppable. So today, my message is to every woman here, you're not alone. You belong, and we are just getting started. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Gail, and I feel incredibly privileged to be standing here in front of so many strong, energized people passionately advocating for women and our powerful place in the union movement. I'm a primary school teacher with over 20 years in my profession. I've been the independent education union representative at my current workplace for over 8 years, but I've also spent time in this role in the 1990s when Catholic teachers fought for and rightfully won pay parity with our comrades in the state education sector. Education is an overwhelmingly female-dominated profession, although this gender imbalance is often not reflected in the ranks of leadership. For too long, teachers have had to struggle with unrealistic expectations of out-of-hours work and the pressure of having to fix all of society's problems within the hours of 9 and 3:30. It is clear that our employers feel that they can take advantage of our innate nurturing nature and often underestimate our strength and resolve. We are currently heading to the bargaining table to thrash out a new EBA. In Victorian Catholic education, there are over 30 separate employers, which means that there is the potential for 30 differing agreements between staff and their employers, all for doing the same job. The last time we bargained for an agreement in 2022, this overcomplicated system caused a delay of over 2 years, which is unacceptable. Under recent legislative changes, we have had the chance to apply for a single interest agreement, an SIA, meaning one agreement that we're all covered by. Victoria is the only state in Australia in which employers in our sector have not consented to a single agreement. An SIA would force the employers to bargain as one and would give us the right to take protected industrial action if we need to, a right that we currently do not have. We needed to prove in applying for the SIA that over 50% of the employees of each of the 30 employers were in favour of a single agreement. So it's no mean feat. As part of the IEU campaign for a single agreement, I engaged a small group of active unionists in my workplace to build awareness of the campaign. We held information sessions in the staff room during recess and lunch times, trying to ensure that we reached as many people as possible. A tricky prospect, as time-poor teachers must perform yard duties and prepare for lessons during their breaks, and often only have a choice between eating or using the toilet. Multiple times we shared electronic links to a voting page and carried around paper copies ready for people to sign. Working together, building interest and awareness and excitement, we were able to get, at my workplace, 96% of members and non-members at our school to sign a statement of support for a single agreement. Across the state of Victoria, the IEU gained enough signatures to prove that a majority, 57% of employees, are in support of this. It's now up to the Victorian Catholic Education Authority not to continue throwing up roadblocks and distractions in the hopes of duping Catholic education staff. They should understand that we will not rest until the single agreement is in place and the scales are evenly balanced.
I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we're gathering on today, the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people, and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And I'd like to extend that respect to any Aboriginal people here with us today. My name's Adele Welsh, and I'm a very proud ASU member and delegate, and I've also got the incredible privilege of representing our members on the ASU branch exec. I'm also a difficult woman. Yeah. Where are the other difficult women in the crowd today? In 2012, after years of campaigning, our members in social and community services won pay rises of 19 to 45% for social and community workers across Australia. They said, we all know who they are, they said we'd never win and that the campaign was too ambitious, it was too expensive, and we wouldn't win it. But guess what? We stood together, we campaigned, and we proved them wrong. And today we're doing it again, because the vitally important work that social and community services workers do is being undervalued. Last year, the Fair Work Commission even proposed to cut the wages of the sector. Yeah. These workers help women and children living with or fleeing from violence. They support people who are living with homelessness or disabilities or mental health issues. They work in Aboriginal community organisations and they support and counsel people in the aftermath of catastrophic events. This is skilled, qualified, professional, and it's essential work. And it deserves to be valued. Our Skilled, Respected and Equal campaign is building power in workplaces and organising across the country to build a really long campaign that we will win. We know that community services workers don't walk away from a challenge, especially when their communities are under attack. We won before and we can win again. And your solidarity matters so much to us. So please stand with us and help us to make sure that the workers who support the most marginalised and disadvantaged communities in our country are finally respected and recognised and paid what they are worth. We know that when we stand together, we make the impossible come true. We proved it in 2012 and we'll prove it again. We will fight any pay cuts. And not only that, we will win pay increases. So we're going to show them right now that we mean business. I'm going to say union, you're going to say power. Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
Women!
Power!
Women!
Power!
Women!
Power!
Women!
Power!
Women!
Power!
Women!
Power!
When community service workers are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Louder, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Well done, comrades, thank you.
Let's give a giant round of applause to our amazing speakers today. You're welcome, you can stand down now. Comrades, We're going to do a little action, all right, because we like to take the opportunity while you're all here to do something. Now, many of you will know and already be part of the campaign